Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And aloha, America, and welcome to our show. It is Wednesday, September 15th, 2010, middle of the week, hump day. Starting that long, slow glide down to the end of the week in Palhana Friday and another, we hope, relaxing weekend. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We've got Manny in the control room twiddling the dials. I think that's Manny in the control room. I really can't tell from his typing on the text message. But I'm going to take a guess and say, yes, it's Manny in the control room. And our phone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And I want to start off, first of all, obviously being the 15th of the month, this is the National Strike Day. Every month we're doing a national strike when we're telling our listeners, if at all possible and practical and reasonable, to refrain from engaging in any kind of commerce today. Stay away from the banks. Don't travel. If you have the luxury of working for yourself, take the day off. Go golfing like the lawyers and the doctors do. So, basically, it is the national strike. Karen Tostado is running a simulcast on one of the other RBN shows. Hopefully starting next month, we're going to be doing the same thing on this show. We have some technical issues that we've got to work out on that. But as you know, What Really Happened has been a big supporter of the national strike back to its inception. And it is a very powerful tool. If we could get all of America to go on a national strike, it will send a message. After all, Gandhi used national strikes to very great effect in freeing India from tyranny. And it did it with relatively little blood loss, which of course is an outcome much to be desired here. I want to start off, there's a new documentary. One of the nice things about the change in public acceptance of stories of corruption in high places, there's a new movie called Stock Shock, and the trailer for it is currently linked at whatreallyhappened.com. And I'm not financially involved with them. I had nothing to do with the production. And to the best of my knowledge, there are no visual effects in it anyway. But it is a documentary along the same lines as Smartest Guys in the Room about Enron, or Hacking Democracy about the massive vote fraud in this country. And this is the story of how a business, Sirius XM Radio, was victimized by a tactic called naked short selling. And the reality is that Wall Street has become a haven for the corrupt and the dishonest, who have no hesitation whatsoever, not only about ruining your lives in order to make themselves richer, but ruining complete companies. And there are a lot of businesses that refuse to go public, because even though it means a lot of money up front, you become prey for these very predatory behaviors. And there's this one quote in the documentary. There is no difference between Mr. Karmazin and Bernard Madoff. And what they're talking about here is this Mel Karmazin came in and basically engaged in this huge stock manipulation involving naked short selling against Sirius XM Radio. This was a company that was bringing in $3 billion a year in revenues, and yet, because of the stock rigging, all of the profits were being siphoned off with these, you know, in order to try and fight off this naked short selling that was depressing the company's stock. And unfortunately, one of the problems with all these derivatives that have been set up to allow the insiders to make a lot of money very quickly is that they are tools that do not reward companies for being productive, and they do not reward the labor of America. In fact, if you have a very successful company, you can be punished for it, because the sharpster operators will come in and they will basically loot your company using these derivatives in the stock market. And it's all legal. Congress has said, yes, you have the right to go out there and take a company that somebody has built from scratch and made a major success, and you can go in there and loot and pillage all you want, as long as you don't forget to give us a huge campaign donation for the next campaign season. So this Stock Shock, the movie, is a must-see. Because the standard, you know, the standard wisdom is that white collar crime, the Ken Lays, the Andy Fastos, the Karmazins and the Madoffs, cost the nation 10 times easily as much as street level crime. If you add up all the muggings and burglaries and robberies and thefts and all the rest of that stuff, and you add it up, it's just a tiny fraction of the money that's being taken from the nation as a whole by the white-collar criminals. When the Lincoln savings and loan disaster happened when, remember the Charles Keating and the Keating Five, which included, well, you know, these huge, very successful senators, John McCain, John Glenn, another one, and they were all tarnished by this scandal. And in that year, Charles Keating took more from his depositors and investors and backers than all the robberies in the entire country for the entire year in that one lump. And it's an aspect of our society that the media doesn't like to talk about. The focus is always on the street crime, the muggers, the rapists, the street drug dealers. And they don't, you really, you know, we have yet to see a major documentary expose on white collar crime as a whole. And for every one that gets uncovered, who screws up so badly that they, you know, get arrested, there are 20 easily that are getting away with it. And that's the reason our economy is in such a mess, because these are individuals. Remember yesterday we were talking about, okay, are we into our first break? I didn't hear the music. Okay, Manny? I'm still good. Okay. Anyway, as I was talking yesterday about money addicts, and they've all gone to Wall Street, and they'll take money from anybody and anywhere, and they don't care how much damage they cause. It's like a drug addict. All right, there's the music. Okay, we seem to be off the clock here. We're going to be right back after these commercials.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live. doggone. I mean, the panic is on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're getting our little technical gremlins sorted out here. And actually, these gremlins all belong to Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda's in our control room. They're messing us up here. Anyway, getting back to the situation about white-collar crime, it is far more costly to the nation as a whole than street crime, and yet the media doesn't report it. And there's a lot of crookedness there in the boardrooms of America, and it's tolerated. It's tolerated, almost sort of grudgingly condoned. Yeah, we really screwed those pensioners this week, didn't we? And, you know, an article I found in searching for information in another context entirely, found out when you look back at the Enron disaster, one of the chief architects was Andy Fastow, who was the chief financial officer, and he's the guy who set up all these shell companies that they kept buying and selling all the debt in order to conceal how much money Enron was losing. And it was a crooked operation, and he got virtually a wrist-slap jail sentence. You know, after which, you know, he got out and he retires on all the millions that he looted from the investors and everything like this. And he got that wrist slap jail sentence because the judge felt he'd been the victim of anti-Semitism. So we've got to cut him some slack. And it's nonsense. I mean, if you go down to the local convenience store with a gun and steal $20, you are going away for the rest of your life, practically. But you can go out and you can loot millions and billions from the nation through Wall Street. And you get a couple of months at a club fed. I mean, you know, talk about a fascist dictatorship here. Anyway, you know, the economy is still, you know, they're still trying to make it look like the economy is doing really well ahead of the elections. Bank of America has basically informed all of its users that Bank of America is raising their fees. I mean, you know, when you put your money in the bank, they're supposed to pay you interest on it, and it's completely reversed now. Because the banks have managed to lobby and cajole all of life to go through their little system, now they're going to charge more and more fees. They get a piece of the action on everything. This is why they're pushing toward the cashless society. They're running around saying, oh, you can't have cash. Cash is what the black marketeers and the drug dealers and the terrorists use. So we're all going to go cashless because that will keep you safe. And once you're cashless, everything you do will go through the banks and they will charge a fee. And once they have a monopoly on your life, what do you think those fees are going to be? They're going to go right through the roof. Right through the roof. Bank of America, they're acting like the Bank of England right now. Right about 1775. All righty, let's see. Now, more and more, we are finding that the security industrial complex, which is the modern incarnation of Eisenhower's military industrial complex, is being dominated by Israeli security companies, which magically always seem to have the inside track on all the terror that's going on in the world. Golly gee whiz, I wonder why that may be. Little reminder, every airport from which the 9/11 flights departed had security was being handled by the same Israeli-owned security company. What an amazing coinkydink, not to be believed. So anyway, this Israeli company is basically saying dissidents in the United States are terrorists. If you don't like the if you don't love the government, you are automatically designated a terrorist worthy of government intervention and observation. And this is hardly news because you've got this this situation in Pennsylvania, where the governor has been severely embarrassed just out of an election over this again Israeli-based company that was running Homeland Security at the state level for Pennsylvania. And they weren't, like, chasing terrorists or anything like that. They were basically, chasing after and spying on people who were opposed to the British Petroleum Gulf oil disaster, gay and lesbian festival, and, of course, anybody, you know, who's talking about 9/11 or any of the rest of this stuff. This is all legitimate exercise of the First Amendment, and this Israeli security company contracted by Pennsylvania went out and said, these are the people we've got to keep an eye on. These are a threat. These are the danger. People who hate taxes, they're the enemy. We've got to crush them. People who think the oil disaster was bad, we've got to crush them. And it's not just Pennsylvania. Remember, yesterday we were talking about these scientists down in the Gulf of Mexico from Texas A&M University who were kicked out of doing their research in the Gulf and had all of their samples and data confiscated by Homeland Security, not Fish and Wildlife, Homeland Security. And all they were told was that private, non-governmental investigations of the Gulf of Mexico are a threat to national security. Homeland Security is the new Gestapo. They're there to basically slap the crud out of anybody who does something the government does not like. And right now the government is trying to deal with so many scandals. They're hitting the panic button, and they're getting these Israeli security companies to come in here, so they've got deniability. Didn't work in Pennsylvania's case. May actually cost him his next re-election. People are angry there. As well they should be. We were sold this whole security industrial complex and the naked airport scanners and the take off the shoes and no Swiss Army knives on your flight and turn off your phones and we've got to scan your computer and all this stuff because it was going to keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. Then we find out that Al-Qaeda itself is a complete fake. Adam Gadon is really Adam Perlman. Yusuf Al-Khattab is really, Joseph Cohen. And on and on and on and on. And what they're really doing is they're not hunting terrorists. They're hunting freedom-loving Americans. That's what they're doing. Pennsylvania's Homeland Security was tracking people who think the BP disaster was bad and something ought to be done about it. They were tracking and spying on gays and lesbians. This is a repeat of COINTELPRO back in the 1960s. Maybe you're not old enough to remember, but we've been down this road before. Back during the 1960s, the FBI was running this program called COINTELPRO, which stood for Counterintelligence Program. It was a very fluffy name, but what they were really doing is they were spying on, infiltrating, and disrupting every group the U.S. government didn't approve of. Mostly it was focused on the peace movement, the anti-Vietnam War movement, those people. Okay, but it wasn't limited to them. And they did really dirty tricks. They had their undercover informants on college campuses. Yes, they're out there to this very day. If you're going to college and you see that smelly kid who always seems to have dynamite who's trying to talk you into blowing up a public building, that's the FBI informant. They're still on the college campus every single day. These are guys who, you know, go home at night and whack off to old James Bond movies and think they're doing something wonderful. And they're not. They're not. They're aiding the tyrant. But anyway, COINTELPRO had their informants actually organize a peace rally in front of the Disneyland theme park, then take it in and cause a riot, which was just the press cameras and the National Guard were waiting, completely discredited the peace movement. Why, they were beating up on Mickey Mouse. And allowed the Vietnam War to continue for another few years, 60,000 young Americans dead. And all it did was make the defense contractors that much richer. But the COINTELPRO was also targeting the beginnings of the feminist movement. They were targeting Native Americans' rights. And by the way, happy birthday to Leonard Peltier, who is still in prison and probably will be kept there for the rest of his life because he's a political embarrassment to the United States and the FBI. And remember, the commandment handed down from J. Edgar Hoover himself is never embarrass the agency, no matter how many innocent people you have to screw up. COINTELPRO went after the civil rights movement. They were notorious for faking the so-called Black Panther coloring book that was used to basically alienate the whites from the blacks. You know, divide and conquer. Men against women, blacks against white, rich against poor, young against old, and now Christians against Muslims. It's the same game they've been playing for the last century. And we're getting sick and tired of it out here. So this whole new thing, you know, the so-called integration centers and these Israeli security companies, they're not about preventing crime. They're not about preventing terror. It's just another device for the federal government to spy on the people who don't buy the bovine excrement anymore. We refuse to drink the Kool-Aid. We refuse to take the blue pill. And that makes us a threat to the state. I remember years ago when I first saw the movie Spartacus, and there's this wonderful line Kirk Douglas declares as the title character, and he says, "When one person says no, Rome fears." We're at that stage here in the United States of America. We'll be right back.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get to the phone calls here, we've got this situation where some people in the chat room are saying, Leonard who? Leonard Peltier? You know, what's that all about? And what that is about, if you've ever seen the movie Thunderheart with Val Kilmer, and I'm not a big Val Kilmer fan, but I really do like this movie, that's kind of loosely based on the Leonard Peltier story and what happened on the Oglala Sioux Pine Ridge Reservation. And if you want to know the actual story itself, there is a documentary out from Sundance Films. In fact, Redford narrates it himself. And it's called Incident at Oglala. And it's all about the Leonard Peltier story. And basically the story here is that some people, some FBI agents sort of were chasing somebody and there was an ambush and they got killed. And Leonard Peltier, was arrested with some other people for it. And it looks to be a frame-up job, like James Earl Ray and Bruno Richard Hauptmann. Remember, never embarrass the FBI, no matter how many people you have to screw over. And Peltier is one of those. And so that basically is going to answer the story there. And again, you're not going to see a lot of coverage of this story in the corporate media because it makes the government look bad. And right now, they can't survive anything that makes the government look any worse than it is. And in a lot of ways, our media has become just as messed up. The corporate media is just as messed up as the old Soviet Union, where the news was always the good stuff, light and fluffy, we built a new building, and you never heard about how bad things were going in Afghanistan. And it wasn't until Chernobyl was such a huge scandal that the Russian media, Pravda and Izvestia, had to finally say, well, yeah, we kind of sort of messed this one up. And that was kind of the beginning of the end. All righty. Let's see. We've got some we've got some other issues here that we've got to deal with on the website here. We've got a caller on the line. We've got two callers on the line. Larry in Louisiana. Aloha, Larry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have you seen that new, I think it's new film, of the spherical weapon going through the Tower 2 as the second airplane?
No, I haven't, and I'm really not interested in these kind of hoaxes. We're going to switch over to Roger in Indiana. Roger, what's on your mind?
Arizona.
Roger?
Buenos dias. Say hola.
Buenos dias.
Viva United States of America. Arizona.
Arizona. Occupied
yes,
territory there. Okay, what's on your mind?
I have three questions and one observation. The observation first. I think that is salient. You bring to attention the hundreds of years of history of persecution of the Native Americans and over 100 years history of United States federal persecution of Indians, my tribe, mm-hmm. the Cherokee, were driven from their lands. I've personally been driven from my land on the Tennessee River within the last 36 months for refusal to be...
Well, it's not just Native Americans. I mean, we've got this situation where, you know, since the 1990s, there's been this ongoing federal land grab,
mm-hmm.
and they're basically, under the guise of environmentalism and the heritage rivers and the wilderness areas and roadless zones and wetlands and all the rest of that stuff. And basically what it is they're grabbing, the land to basically use as collateral on the national debt.
Intelligent. Well said, sir. United States Navy veteran of Rickover's nuclear Navy.
U.S.
Granville Hall and Ship Hazard and Defense veteran J.B. Stone spearheaded the Jar Bridge Shovel Brigade, and that speaks to those land issues. I wanted to ask you a question.
Real quick.
About health care as regards the methodologies in which the United States of America persecutes people, not only Native Americans, in order to get and maintain power. Presently, Senator McCain's office is investigating the murder of a doctor. A report made by an individual in Arizona who wants to remain anonymous. He's unique in as much as in that he made the cut for the United States Olympic team and has used oxygen therapies to eradicate a genetic condition of varicose veins, which was so bad that it needed surgery and did require surgery in the case of his paternal father. I can't release his phone number. This is
okay,
the same
we don't need to do that, but here's the point. This is not just governmental. It's profit-driven. There
yes.
is an established medical orthodoxy in this country with a huge amount of money that they're using to draw more money to themselves. When we come back from the next commercial, one of the stories I wanted to cover today is there is new research once again showing that thimerosal is what has been causing this epidemic of autism among our young, and the U.S. Mm-hmm. government stands up there and says, no, there is no link. You may not sue our buddies over in Big Pharma, and the evidence is becoming overwhelming. This
and
is
the
another
cave knows how to get rid of it. Have you keyword searched any of the oxygen therapies? You can't detoxify anything from Ship Hazard and Defense, calcified
there's also
heart valves,
chelation therapy. There's a whole bunch of things that will work, but the orthodox medical establishment and Big Pharma don't get the money from it. That's why they're talking about now, you know, you're going to have to get prescriptions for vitamins.
Dr.
It's
Michael
all about
Wild of the Swan Clinic in Tucson, Arizona is providing
okay.
this service.
Okay, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back. Thank you very much, and stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA, and in some instances your 401k plan, into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Have you heard the big news? The anti-gun politicians just had their ass handed to them in the McDonald versus Chicago case. And now we are celebrating right in the backyard of Chicago itself, announcing America's Victory Shoots, the largest patriotic shooting event in generations, celebrating the Supreme Court's decision in McDonald versus Chicago, restoring the rights of all Americans across the land, from sea to shining sea. America's Victory Shoot is for Americans who share a passion for their rights and to celebrate the restoration of the Second Amendment. So come and let the freedom bells ring. Join us in the patriotic shooting event of a generation. Grab your guns and sign up for an event-filled weekend of shooting and self-protection training for you and your family. There's limited space, so go to republicbroadcasting.org to find out more and sign up today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just put up a link to the Google video version of Incident at Oglala, the Leonard Peltier story. It is something that Americans ought to be aware of. I mean, it's no secret there's been a tremendous amount of injustice against the Native American community. I remember back in the 1990s there was this huge lawsuit where the U.S. government trustee's office was unable to account for billions, with a B, in money that was owed to Native Americans for the mineral rights on their reservation lands. And the idea was there'd been a treaty signed back in 18-something or other. I'm going from memory here. I don't have notes in front of me. And basically, the Native Americans said, yes, American companies may come into our reservation lands and they may mine coal and drill for whatever and copper and all the rest of that. And the U.S. government said, well, we'll keep the money in trust for you so that your Native elders can draw on it and build things for your people. And over the years, the Native elders would come to the trustee's office and say, we need some money. And the trustees would say, well, we have to do an accounting and find out how much you've actually gotten. Went for years and actually decades and decades and decades, finally resulted in a lawsuit. And it's one of those classic things. Just when the judge was about to agree on a settlement amount between the U.S. government and the Native Americans, the office, the building with the accounting records had a fire. And so it's a complete guess how much money is actually owed by the U.S. government to the Native Americans. Things like that happen, you think maybe it's time for the Native Americans to send back those old army blankets. You know, just say, here, we're done with them, you can have them back. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, do a web search for Native American, U.S. Army, smallpox, blankets, and you'll find out what I'm talking about there. Anyway, as I was talking to the last caller there, in between his plugging, his whatever it was he was plugging there, there's been a new study that has come out. Researchers from the University of Pittsburgh and Thoughtful House Center for Children in Austin, Texas, have documented that thimerosal, given to rats in dosages consistent with the vaccination schedule that we inflict on our children, and they found the brain changes identical to those seen in autism in infant monkeys. And it all tracks back to thimerosal. Now, thimerosal is very commonly used in vaccines. And remember, the whole idea of vaccination has been perverted. Yes, there are illnesses that can be prevented with vaccines. There are a lot of vaccines that are given for illnesses that just aren't a realistic threat. And now we're finding out the vaccines themselves are causing more harm than good. But it's a profit center. It's a huge profit. Remember last year, the When Pigs Fly flu, and billions of tax dollars went to buy these vaccines, most of which wound up just being flushed down the water reclamation lines or whatever it is they do to these things. But it's all about the money. I mean, the medical industry can't be bothered treating really sick people. We can make more money selling medicine to perfectly healthy people. You go in, you're healthy, you feel great, they stick a needle in you, and you walk out and you still feel great, and you're happy, and they've got your money. And they take some of that money and they donate it to members of Congress, campaigns, and Congress will just vote them whatever the pharmaceutical companies want. Now, they're talking about Codex Alimentarius, where the government is going to say what you can and cannot eat. They want to shut down the alternative medical industry completely. They want it all to themselves. How dare you treat yourself with vitamin C? You really need the new Hydro Stan Flemish. Blah, 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 blah. And then at the end of the commercial, there's that guy with a really fast voice saying, use of this medication can cause your nose to fall off, and we're not responsible. And it's just about grabbing the money here. So thimerosal's link to autism, and remember, the United States has got a huge, huge problem with autism, way out of proportion with the rest of the world. And in contrast, Amish children who have not been vaccinated, they found a couple of Amish kids who were vaccinated and got autism, and they waved them around saying, see, see, this proves the Amish aren't immune. That wasn't the issue. The Amish as a population, by and large, avoid vaccination. And they don't have the autism problem the rest of the United States does. So there's a lot of links between thimerosal, which is based on mercury. They're pumping mercury into your bloodstream. Of course it's going to affect your brain. Ever read Alice in Wonderland or see one of the movies and there's a character in there called the Mad Hatter? It's actually based on a historical precedent, because milliners, hat makers, would use mercury to prepare the various furs and hairs and wools for felting, the felting process. Because the mercury would make the little spines on the hair fibers stand up and they would lock together much more tightly. So they would use mercury to prepare the materials for felting while they made the hats. And exposure to the mercury would drive them insane. So mad as a hatter is a real, it was a real phenomenon in history. Somebody in the chat room is already saying about the Hatter's thing as well. And so basically, they're taking mercury in the form of thimerosal and they're pumping it into your arm. Why? Because it's a preservative. It doesn't actually help the medicine work better. It doesn't help you. It just allows them to keep it on the shelf longer so they don't have to throw it away, which is loss. If the vaccines have a short shelf life and the shelf life expires and they have to throw it away, they've lost money. So they can save money with a longer shelf life by putting mercury in the vaccines. And they've been doing it for a long time. And coincident with that, we have this huge autism problem among our young people. But because vaccines are big business, and big business loves to buy the Congress, We have the U.S. government, the same U.S. government that told you Saddam had nuclear bombs, the same U.S. government that insists the Gulf oil disaster has just magically gone away, are also insisting that thimerosal magically does not cause autism, no matter how many scientists have actually seen evidence to the contrary, including this most recent report. And if that weren't bad enough, remember when the Homeland Security Act was passed, the act that created the new Gestapo?
The Department of Homeland Security. We'll keep an eye on you gays and lesbians because you're a threat to national security.
Those guys, the bill that created the Department of Homeland Security had a rider buried in it that indemnified vaccine manufacturers from any lawsuits connected with thimerosal or any lawsuits in general under the theory that in the event of a biological attack, the vaccine makers had to be protected from lawsuit because they might have to move precipitously to save the nation from Al-Qaeda. And, of course, they made this indemnification retroactive, even though we hadn't been attacked by Al-Qaeda. The law meant that parents could not sue vaccine makers for damage to their children caused by thimerosal. And then the government turned around and said, well, we've investigated. You know, and just like we know it's you humans who are making the planet get warmer every day, we know that there's no link between thimerosal and autism. It is really a curse to live under a government that lies to us on such a scale about such important things. Autism hits 1 out of every 60 kids in America. 1 out of every 60 kids has to live with autism, and of course what it does to their parents. They have to take time out from work and life and everything to just constantly taking care of that autistic child. I mean, anybody thinking, and just the money addicts have to understand that this is a huge loss in productivity for the nation. If our people are so crippled by the chemicals pumped into our arms as children that we can't even function any longer. But, you know, everybody's always thinking about how much money I can make, and I don't care what it does to the rest of society. It's that Adam Smith mentality all over again. Nash, the mathematician, won a Nobel Prize proving that Adam Smith was full of it. And yet the billionaires and the money addicts, they love Adam Smith because he justifies personal greed in excess as a standard to follow. The idea that if everybody is just thinking about making themselves richer, that inevitably society as a whole will benefit. And obviously that doesn't. It doesn't. When you have a society with a bunch of predators and a bunch of prey, and the prey runs out, society will collapse. Everyone's always talking about wise management of the earth and its resources. I wish we had wise management of the national economy, because we don't. The fact that all the money is piled up over Washington, D.C. and Wall Street, while there isn't enough currency in circulation for ordinary Americans to conduct their business, you know, that tells you that our economy is not being managed well at all. It's being gamed. It's being scammed. We've got the Bernie Madoffs and what's the new guy's name, Karmazans, and the Andy Fastows are looting the thing for all it's worth, but it doesn't work as a system as a whole. All right. Now then, in case you wanted to know just how bad the U.S. government is managing things, there was this interesting story I did a flashback to. The Department of Health and Human Services approved a fictitious medical device review board whose titular head was a dead dog. Somebody set this up as a joke, and it went all the way through. The Government Accountability Office, as a part of a sting, set up, invented, and registered a completely fictitious review board with the Department of Health and Human Services. Completely made a panel of doctors and a canine president named Trooper Dog. I mean, they were trying to give it away. They were trying to telegraph to these people, this is a hoax, and they went for it. I mean, this is like SEC sitting on its butt while Bernie Madoff did what he did, MMS sitting on their butt while British Petroleum blew up the Gulf of Mexico, and now we're finding out the Department of Health and Human Services working hard to make sure that you don't blame thimerosal for autism, and yet anything comes across their deck. Rubber stamp, boom, rubber stamp, boom. It's just absolutely amazing. It absolutely is. Now, meanwhile, down at the Gulf here, and we're seeing more and more evidence that the Gulf oil disaster is, in fact, still in force. And we need to talk about it. We need to promote it because Obama owns this one. He owns this one. This is his disaster because he had 400 days to get the Minerals Management Service to do the job they're supposed to be doing, and he didn't. Obama was too busy taking care of Israel to take care of the United States of America. And now he's just trying to put a lid on it and cover it up, and he did that lame stunt swimming with his daughter. We found out it wasn't even in the Gulf of Mexico, to try and make it all go away before the November elections. And by the way, looking at the election results from the last couple of days, it didn't work. This is going to be a GOP rout. And I'm not saying the GOP is any better or any less corrupt than the Democrats, because this mess that we're in started with a Republican president and a Republican Congress. But it looks like the House is going to shift to GOP control this fall. The bright point, it means that Nancy Pelosi gets to give up that really expensive jet she flies around in at taxpayer expense. Getting back to the Gulf of Mexico, this scientist, we talked about this earlier in the week, University of Georgia marine scientist Samantha Joy has gone around taking samples of the floor of the Gulf of Mexico all around the spill site, and she's finding this, I guess for lack of a better word, would be a clathrate of mud and oil that is quite thick, and everywhere she went down and took a sample, she found it. Those scientists from Texas A&M that were kicked out of the Gulf by Homeland Security, what they were looking for was evidence to document that the dispersants spread on the oil by British Petroleum don't disperse the oil. They don't make it go away. They just make it sink. Out of sight, out of mind. Pretty surface of water. Problem is gone. Please vote for the incumbents in November. And don't sell your British Petroleum stock. But it turns out the oil from this disaster is still there in the Gulf. They just hid it. They put new sand over the oily sand, and they sprayed highly toxic chemicals on the oil to make it sink. And then they say, see, if you can't see it, then the problem must have gone away. And yet what is coming up in these core samples from the Gulf of Mexico, along with the oil and mud clathrate, is that all the bottom-dwelling life is dead. It's completely, completely dead. And that is a foundation of the chain of life in the Gulf. The Gulf, the entire Gulf of Mexico, is turning into a dead zone. The fishing industry is never going to come back. First of all, because the fish aren't there. We reported earlier where they went out to the oyster beds, and 80% of the oysters they're drawing up are already dead. And nobody's going to trust seafood from the Gulf of Mexico anyway. For that matter, the Atlantic seaboard. This is a monumental disaster, not just health, but economic. And we know that that oil that is floating around in there, you know, it's in the water, and it evaporates up, and it's been dragged up over the Great Plains, and it has rained down on the food crops. This is a worse disaster, I think, in terms of eventual health effects than Chernobyl. And our government's treating it exactly the same way. Pay no attention. If you're looking at the disaster, you're a threat to national security. I don't think anything has revealed the true dictator, the scale of the dictatorship in this country, than the way they're able to say the Gulf oil disaster does not exist anymore, and the corporate media says, yes, sir, the Gulf oil disaster does not exist. Just amazing. All righty, let's see. We're coming up almost to the end of this segment. Real quick here, up in Calgary, we talked about this before. Calgary is basically under another snow watch. They've already had a couple of major snowfalls just in the last month, so much for global warming. And basically, 1 year ago, the temperature was 30 degrees centigrade. And, of course, the global warming cultists were going, see, see, we told you. On the same day this year, 5 degrees centigrade. 25 degrees centigrade drop in temperature just over 1 year. Now, of course, the global warming cultists are still out there. They're trying to basically preserve the reputations of all those scientists who hoard themselves to Al Gore and the IPCC. So, yeah, give me a couple of $1 million in funding. I'll say anything you want. The moon is made of green cheese. That'll cost you $5 million. Angels dance on the head of a pin, scientifically proven. That'll cost you $15 million. You know. And it's just, you know, scientists are greedy like anybody else. Individual scientists are not scientific. The scientific method is scientific. Individual scientists can be bought, bribed, threatened, cajoled, or they can be swindled by their own religious beliefs. But the bottom line is, for those who say there can be no government conspiracies, because too many people would have to be involved and it would come out, we've got one right here on full display to the world. Everybody took part in this. IPCC, Penn State, Hadley CRU, all of the media. Al Gore took part in this hoax against the world. We'll be right back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We have a story to talk about here. Terrorist group. Known terrorist group is exhorting its members to buy guns here in the United States of America. And I don't mean to come here and buy the guns. I mean this terrorist group is advising, exhorting, ordering their members who live here in the United States of America to buy weapons and stockpile ammunition. And the terrorist group I'm talking about is the Jewish Defense League. And I've got the video for this link to the front page of What Really Happened, where this spokes thing for the JDL is out there saying, you've got to buy guns. We've got to be ready. We've got to be ready to kill our enemies. Now, the Jewish Defense League is officially designated by the United States government, by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, as a terrorist group. This is a terrorist group. I'll bet you never heard of them. Back in 2001, the head of the JDL, Irv Rubin, was arrested for plotting to blow up a mosque and a U.S. congressman. There wasn't a lot of media coverage of that either. Now, he died under suspicious circumstances before reaching trial. He was in prison waiting for his trial. Then, supposedly, he tried to commit suicide by cutting his throat and then throwing himself off a walkway onto the cement floor below. Then they had him in the hospital, and he started to recover, and he was waking up, and then mysteriously he died in the middle of the night. Golly gee whiz, now we'll never find out any more about this plot. And, of course, Jewish groups, Israeli groups, rather, inside the United States were going on that anybody who even mentioned Irv Rubin and was just being, a dirty, filthy, anti-Semite, commie, fag, junkie, or whatever it is that they try and hurl at you to keep you silent about these things. But this is the same group. The JDL is out there telling their members, actually, not just their members, the headline on the story, Jewish Defense League ordering U.S. Jews to buy weapons quickly. Did you hear this on the corporate media? Probably not. You know, if there was a Muslim terrorist group here in the United States, and I mean a real one, not the fakes like Revolution Muslim that's run in Brooklyn by Joseph Cohen, but a real Muslim terrorist group in the United States was out there making videos telling, all U.S. Muslims should buy weapons, what do you think the reaction of the corporate media would be? Oh, man, it would be like nonstop. This could even drive Michael Jackson's sightings off the corporate media. They'd be pounding this as hard as they possibly could. And here you have the JDL telling U.S. Jews to arm themselves, to be prepared to shoot the enemy, which I presume is everybody else. No big deal. Nobody cares. Doesn't get any notice except here on this show. Now, right now, Israel is bombing Gaza yet again. More airstrikes, more artillery on the basis of a supposed rocket attack from Gaza. Now, some of the rockets actually missed Israel. Ooh, lousy aim. And hit Jordan in Aqaba. And, Israel initially was saying, oh, it's those gosh darn Palestinians and Hamas and all the rest of that stuff. Jordan apparently had a good solid radar lock on those rockets, and they didn't come from where Israel said they came from. And there's a headline story, it's linked at whatreallyhappened.com, where Israel has had to admit, yeah, they kind of launched those rockets, and gosh, gee, Willikers, you caught us. And by the way, a little part about this recent escalation in Gaza where they're talking about all the rockets that are coming from Gaza into Israel, what they're not telling you is they were preceded by an airstrike on the house of a Hamas leader. This is exactly what happened on November 4th, 2008. There'd been a six-month ceasefire. We'll talk about it when we come back from this short break. Stay tuned.
With recent internet.